The Handel Choir of Baltimore is back on the virtual streaming circuit. They are performing, they're premiering their latest concert on April the 24th, Baroque Extravaganza, live online. And artistic director Brian Bartoldus is on the phone once again. We're still on the phone, but, you know, Brian, hopefully we're going to be able to be off the phone at some point in the moderately near future, right?
Oh, I truly hope so, John. It's been, I've missed seeing your wonderful face. I've missed hearing your wonderful singing voice as well. So hopefully we'll be getting back to these things as soon as they are safe.
Well, in the meantime, we get to sing a great program of Baroque music. What has Handel Choir got for us this go-round?
Oh, well, so I'm really excited about this program. You know, we were trying to find ways to tap into kind of who we are as an organization. And, you know, being the Handel Choir, it's hard to run away from Baroque music. And why should one? It's a beautiful time period with some beautiful things to offer. And I, you know, looking at it, Handel and, of course, Bach, who's often performed as well, these are the two great late flowerings of the Baroque. And I thought it'd be fun to explore the music that came before it, the music that's coming, that Handel is coming out of, especially because Handel, you know, traveled around so much and really got to know continental and English European Baroque music firsthand in person. So we're giving a sampling of pieces that represent the Baroque era from throughout Europe and throughout the span of Baroque history from roughly 1600 until 1750-ish.
And I see we have representation from the countries that one could say influenced Handel, Handel being a prolific composer of Italian opera. We have Monteverdi on the program, Barbara Strozzi, and then we have Henry Purcell reaching further back into English history.
Yes. That's what's so incredible about Handel is, you know, the Baroque era really started with these nationalistic styles, you know, dance music, you know, coming into its own in France as kind of moving from a societal kind of pastime to something more structured, something with a lot of major importance in the higher echelons of society, as well as, these, you know, for public dance and these smaller events. You have opera being born in Italy, which is really one of the few times in classical music where there's just a thunderbolt of a new idea that just changes everything around it. And you know, Handel's born in Germany, cuts his teeth on some basic stuff there, moves around Italy to learn about all the thing that's going, all the wonderful Italian opera, you know, learns a lot from French dance through a lot of his contemporaries. He goes to England. He learns about the church choir tradition that Purcell was such a part of. And he fuses all of these ideas together into a musical language that really represents kind of the best of each of these national styles. And it's amazing to see someone who's just so fluent in it.
So what have we got on the program to look forward to on April 24th?
Oh, I think there's something for everybody. We've got two sides of this program, one of which is we have the virtual choir and orchestral offerings that many people will be familiar with, you know, just scrolling through Facebook or on YouTube or the like. But we have that sprinkled around throughout a live streamed event, similar to our Messiah Live Online that got a lot of wonderful attention, a lot of great responses from audiences. Our soloists, our vocal quartet is Wonderful Group Third Practice, who specializes in Baroque music as well as contemporary music. And we have a chamber Baroque orchestra, much like you did for Messiah Live Online. And we'll be kind of switching back and forth between those two as the evening goes on. But really, we've got something for everyone in that regard. We've got that live music. We've got the splendor of the large music. We've got so many different types. You know, we've got the fun intimacy of a Monteverdi madrigal with Zefiro Torna, truly one of its best. We've got the intensity of Barbara Strozzi's madrigal works as well. Very, very different character there. You know, kind of forlorn love rather than this kind of sprightly, easygoing stuff. We've got intimacy of dance through lute dance suites, through Devise, a composer I was unfamiliar with, but the fantastic Cameron Welk is going to be performing for us. We've got the virtuosic strains of Corelli and one of his sonatas. And we've got a Ascendos anthem by Handel on the tune St. Anne, which some folks might know as the hymn tune, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. And we pair that with one of Bach's greatest fugal organ works, the St. Anne Fugue, on a very similar tune. And of course, with the Hallelujah Chorus, because, you know, while there's a lot that our Baroque friends might be unfamiliar with, or some of our non-Baroque loving friends, we would love to have something that just kind of shows in the Hallelujah Chorus a combination of so many of these ideas: counterpoint, homophony. You know, it is a kind of a world in a moment, that wonderful, wonderful piece.
Or more colloquially, perhaps just something to look forward to at the end of the program that everybody knows and loves.
Yeah, absolutely. I perform that work more than probably anything else, and I'm always happy to see it. I'm always happy to hear it, and I hope that our audiences feel the same way.
Well, the premiere is on Saturday, April the 24th, and it'll be at 7:30 p.m., and then we can listen online afterwards, right?
Yeah, just go to handelchoir.org/concerts, or just go to the Handel Choir website, handelchoir.org, and you can find it very easily from there. And it'll be up to listen to at any time. And it's free to listen to. Of course, we accept donations. We always do to support this wonderful music that we are so privileged to share with the people of Baltimore.
Baroque Extravaganza, premiering on April 24th, handelchoir.org. Brian Bartoldus, thanks so much for talking with me on the phone today.
Thank you so much, John. Have a wonderful day.